On the whole, these prophecies tend to be viewed with suspicion, just as the church leaders don't like people speculating about this. And they can lead to this form of hysteria, or can be turned inward or outward in a violent form. But I think they also ought to be acknowledged. They often lead to, contribute to cultural and artistic flowering, the sense of excitement, a beautiful, the Book of Revelations has been a great source of inspiration for artists and writers and poets in the Christian tradition. And also, of course, morally, it's hard to do a moral audit, but all these people on their best behaviour because the Lord or the Saviour may be coming any moment. But also, I think there are secular versions of end of the worldism as well, as in, say, some of the more apocalyptic environmentalists or greenery. It does sort of turn people's attention to the wider significance, not just on their own lives and getting on with their own personal things, but thinking of the wider significance of it. So insofar as anxiety about what's happening to the earth is producing greenery and environmentalism, it's producing some positive effects. And just as in a religious or cultural environment, something that keeps you on your toes and on your best behaviour. So actually sort of being aware of where you are in time and the significance of what you're doing is quite a good thing. Quite a lot of sort of psycho and analytical advice is, you know, is to be aware of yourself and enjoy every moment, or use every moment profitably, not just enjoy. So I think it has there is a good side, provided that the groups don't go off into isolation and turn inwards.